flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 5 o'clock.
Mahomes steps up, throws, and he got it!
This is Conference Championship Week with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Smartline Home Design, a trusted local architectural design studio ready to bring your dream home to life. Visit smartlinehomedesign.com.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Touchdown, Kelsey!
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. It is one half of your sports bros, Rob. That's me. Big Sue is out today. And tomorrow, he is down at a high-end car auction in Arizona, drinking heavily and not bidding on cars. Ryan Buckley is here, and
Sorry about that.
Hi.
We're doing great. We're partying. We are partying. Coming up tonight in the club, I was just reading about TikTok. You just told me that TikTok was reinstated. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. It was a whole thing.
It's now back.
After an entire presidential term of railing against TikTok and the Chinese and how bad it was, needed to go away, put it into legislation. In the 11th hour, in comes the savior of TikTok, Donald J. Trump.
Well, I was just Googling it, and I read a rather shocking story about what is happening with TikTok now. And I will talk about that with you tonight. In the club.
I have concepts of a plan.
This hour, let's see, what do we have left on the list here? If Ohio State were sold like a pro franchise, we actually have a valuation on that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do we have valuations on any other college franchises?
Well, yes, but no. Okay. And that, I know, is not satisfactory for you at the moment, but
we'll see.
I'll let you know what that means when we get to it. We also have... we got to get back into Conference Championship Weekend, man. It's going to be great. Commanders, Eagles, Chiefs, Bills.
E-L-G-S-E-S! Let's go, Birds!
The Eagles.
E-L-G-S-E-S!
Elgises.
Elgises. Right now, the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Number five.
Someone texting in that Bryce Harper's wife played soccer at Ohio State. Okay.
All right, fine.
If that's true, that's still an acceptable...
Still does not explain his NFL ship jumping.
No, he... Come on, he's a LeBron, but I think you can root for Ohio State if your wife played soccer.
I think you can, too.
Okay, yes. Golf. Round 2, Torrey Pines, Farmers Insurance Open. Scores went ballooning today because it was very windy, so much so that they had to suspend play for a moment or two. But... Ludvig Åberg is 6-under and tied atop the leaderboard with Lanto Griffin. It is not a star-studded leaderboard, I can tell you that much, Jim. Guys, we're holding on for dear life out there today. An American is back in a Grand Slam final as Madison Keys has upset Iga Swiatek in a thriller, and she will meet Sabalenka for all the marbs.
Yeah, Arena Sabalenka, yeah. I believe.
That match is Saturday.
Number four.
And then the men's final Sunday.
And then Ben Shelton is still alive in the men's.
Shelton's still alive, and tonight we get one. Tonight we get Djokovic versus Zverev, which will be good.
Well, who won the... Did Shelton play Sinner yet in the semis?
That might also be tonight. Or maybe that's tomorrow. I don't think it's happened yet.
We're big tennis fans here, as you can tell. The All-Star starters have been announced for the NBA All-Star game that we won't watch. In the East... Brunson, Tatum, Mitchell, Towns, and Giannis. In the West, it is the usual suspects. Curry.
Scoop.
LeBron, Jokic, Durant, and Gilgeous Alexander. No Scoot. Although Scoot, is he still hot or is he cooled off? You tell me.
Well, he's piping hot.
Is he?
I don't know, probably. I mean, he's been really good recently. They're winning again.
Number three.
Yeah, I don't understand that. They're winning in Orlando. So if they win this, that would be their third
straight win, including two on the road.
You know, Joe Cronin is fuming.
He's going to fire Chance over this win streak.
He is going to fire Chance. You are not kidding. He will. He will. And they're going to put in some interim who knows nothing.
It's halftime, yeah. They're up eight at the half. They were 8-point dogs.
Well, the Heat are suspending Jimmy Butler again. This after he missed a team flight to Milwaukee. He'll sit out the next two games. If you're wondering, the NBA trade deadline is February 6th. A report today that the Lakers have checked in on what it would take to get Jeremy Grant and or Robert Williams from the Blazers. And the answer to that is first-round draft capital. As we mentioned, the Blazers are in Orlando and leading late second quarter. Dummies.
Number two.
Orlando only had 39 points in the first half.
Come on. Is anybody playing for them, or are they all hurt sitting out?
No, their big dogs are playing. Wagner, Banchero. Their players are playing.
Well,
Cole Anthony's not playing. So
I'm going to go with Orlando by 17. Good news on the injury front for Philadelphia. The Eagles, the Uggs, both Jalen Hurts, their quarterback, and corner Quinyon Mitchell are expected to play Sunday. Hurts with a knee injury, Mitchell a shoulder. He got hurt. Both of them got hurt against the Rams. The Eagles 6-point favorites over the upstart Commies, who no one here has the balls to pick. Although it may be Buckwell, it won't be me. They're not winning.
I don't know that I'm picking against the spread on this game.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Come too far together. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shot it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, Chiefs coach Andy Reid says defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo deserves another head coaching shot. He has interviewed with three teams, including the Jets, Raiders, and Jags, the latter two of which still have not made a hire. Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady thought to be a finalist for the Jags head coaching gig, along with Robert Saleh and Patrick Graham. He will also interview Brady Will with the Saints again next week, as will Eagles offensive coordinator Kellen Moore. Another wrench in the Cowboys head coaching search, as we were led to believe that Brian Schottenheimer would be getting the job today. That has not happened, and now the scuddy is momentum is building for Pete Carroll to become the new Cowboys head coach. I do have a Brian Schottenheimer nugget I would like to tell you about, though.
I love a good nuggie.
Apparently, he's a good drinker. He was this year's official winner of the Jason Witten beer pong tournament.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to put that in there.
Or he's just a great shot with a ping pong ball.
Yeah,
you don't have
I guess
to be a great drinker to win those.
I guess that's true.
Just got to find
fair point. Fair point. We also have some news on Liam Cohen, the Bucks OC, which we'll get to coming up next. And do we have a new best quarterback to never win the Super Bowl? That's coming up. Your Hot 5 at 5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, a hit with the whole family. Order in-store, online, or delivered to your door at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll be back on The Fan. Tell you what this guy is. I got Sports Woody over here. I can't wait. Conference Championship weekend is great. Chiefs-Bills again?
You basically get the two best games still in NFL stadiums on the same day, back-to-back. It's a glorious Sunday.
And you have good matchups. I mean, Chiefs-Bills is always great, and we've seen it many times, and, you know, we want it again. And then, you know, it's kind of fun to have the underdog, like the rookie quarterback, the high-scoring, high-flying Dan Quinn go for it on fourth down.
Yeah, as much as everyone thought the Lions were going to be here, it's a little bit more fun and a little bit more interesting that it's not them here and it's a team like the Commanders.
That's right. We've got a team that's kind of, it's kind of the big underdog. Then you got the Eagles, who are more like Kansas City and Buffalo. That's great. It's going to be great. First, some coaching updates. It sounds like Robert Saleh is headed back to the Niners as defensive coordinator. So that's good. I mean,
I like that.
I don't know. Wasn't Brandon Staley there?
At some point or last year?
Well, last year. Was he? I thought they hired Staley.
Not as their DC. They fired their DC, who's a guy named, was Nick Sorensen was their DC?
They turfed him after this year?
After this year, yeah.
Weren't they all hurt?
Yeah, in part.
Do you know anything?
Nah.
Isn't this your team?
Yeah.
I thought you'd have hot defensive coordinator takes.
I like Robert Saleh. I don't remember Brandon Staley. That's
was D'Amico Ryans there too?
Yes, D'Amico Ryans was their DC.
After Saleh?
I think before Saleh. Yeah, because he left for the Texans first. Saleh took his job.
That's right.
And then Saleh left for the Jets. Yeah. The Niners DC job has been a stepping stone for head coaching jobs.
And now Saleh's coming back.
Correct. Well, according to Mike Silver, yeah.
The other one is Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator of the Bucks.
This is kind of wild.
Yeah, apparently he was the top target for the Jags. And he was going to interview with them on Wednesday, but then he withdrew his name. We talked about that here. And then the Bucks offered him an extension to make him the highest paid coordinator in the league. Or one of. It was like $5 million. And then shortly after he pulled his name out of the Jags job, the Jags flipped out and fired their GM, Trent Baalke.
And then they're like, hey, will you please come back? We got rid of the guy you don't like.
So I don't know who called him. They don't have a GM, but somebody from the Jags front office called him.
Shot, baby.
So the owner calls Liam Cohen and says, hey, reconsider. Cohen had yet to sign his new deal with the Bucks. He was supposed to come in today to sign it. Tampa can't get a hold of him. He's gone.
Ghosted him.
He's ghosted him, and now apparently he is at the Jaguars facility.
In the building in Jacksonville.
Finalizing a deal. And listen, I respect this. I do. He hadn't signed anything. He wants to be a head coach. Do you think it's dirty pool? I don't.
It's a little bit weird. I think that in retrospect, he maybe should have just waited to tell Tampa, I'm done pursuing this job and I'm for sure coming back. Because it sounds like he was
head coach.
Well, no, I know he does, but he also pulled himself from consideration.
Yeah, because he didn't like balking. Then they fired
balking. I know.
Things change,
and I think maybe he could have either told his current employer today, hey, remember how I said I wasn't in for that gig? Things have changed.
Yeah. Yeah, he could at least...
Like, he could tell them what you just told me.
He could shoot
Stuff changed. I want to be a head coach, and maybe I like it more here now than I thought.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not that he shouldn't go back and sniff around it again. He should.
Just be honest about it.
But don't ghost your current job. Yeah. Not in the NFL. I mean, that's... Yeah.
Do we have a new best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl?
Ooh.
In Lamar Jackson. And maybe even Josh Allen. I asked this of Suk the other day, and he seemed to think that we do.
Mm.
In that it's always kind of been Dan Marino, right? Isn't that what everyone says?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jim Kelly would be on the list.
But yeah, I'd put Marino ahead.
Dan Fouts.
Mm-hmm.
Tarkenton. Philip Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all quarterbacks that never won a Super Bowl. Good quarterbacks that never won a Super Bowl. But Matt Ryan. But it's probably Marino. Is Lamar The new best?
He's about to be the three-time MVP, yeah. So yes is the answer.
Yeah. Do you know of other MVP quarterbacks who have not won a Super Bowl? There are 5. There are 5 of them.
Ooh. Well, so Marino's got to be one.
Nope.
He didn't win an MVP?
Nope.
Really? Oh, man.
So you got Jackson as one.
I'm going to do poorly here.
You'll get 2 of them, or at least you should, you idiot. Retired recently. Now he's a broadcaster. Not Tom Brady, of course. He won a few.
Yeah, wait. Hold
cheated, on. But.
Now he's a broadcaster.
Yeah. Not a prominent broadcaster, but he's dabbling. Matt Ryan.
Oh, okay. I forget that he won an MVP.
Yeah, Matt Ryan was... He's going to be overlooked.
He's an easily forgotten quarterback
for
some reason.
But he was so
good. He was legit. Yeah.
So good.
But he never jumps to mind. So how far back are we going for these?
Okay, so the other guy, he played in a Super Bowl. Well, there's 3 others. 2 of them are pretty old school, but you and I saw them play.
Okay.
At least I think. You're kind of a young, but... and then the third guy is recently. He's not playing anymore, but... He was in a Super Bowl within the last 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, Fran Tarkenton. Somebody brought up Fran Tarkenton. That's a good one. But it's still Marino, right? The best quarterback.
It's still
ever
Marino.
To win.
It's still definitely Marino. Yeah. At least I think it is.
Now, the only other, while you think with your little pea brain.
With my dumb brain? Yeah.
The only other players to win the MVP and not the Super Bowl are
what an idiot.
They're all running backs. Sean Alexander, Adrian Peterson, and LaDainian Tomlinson.
Okay.
So there's 8 players altogether who've won an MVP.
Was Randall Cunningham one?
No, but that's a good guess.
Dang.
That's a good guess.
Hmm.
Because Cunningham would be on the list of best quarterbacks to never win a Super Bowl. He was awesome.
Oh, Air McNair?
Yes. Yes, Steve McNair.
I went to that Super Bowl.
MVP. Lost. Was that the one where with Dyson?
At the 1 yard line, yeah.
Eddie George.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 2 more. One you're not going to get, and 1 you should.
Hmm.
The
more,
one the
more
one,
recent than McNair or further back?
I'd have to look at the
around
the
same time.
I would have to look at the dates.
Let's say. Is it going to be like obscure? Like,
yeah.
Was it freaking like Jake Delhomme?
He was a surprise MVP. He came out of nowhere
to win the MVP.
Yeah, quarterback. Played for the Raiders.
Oh.
Did not win the Super Bowl.
Oh, Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think he threw the ball like 54 times in that Super Bowl or something.
Dude, that guy could sling it.
Yeah, he could.
And the other one is Cam Newton.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that you should have gotten that, but you're an idiot. So
that's right.
So the 5 quarterbacks
just stupid.
To never win the Super Bowl who have won the MVP are Lamar Jackson, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton, Rich Gannon, and Steve McNair. And Jackson is the best of those guys. Although I think we kind of undersell Newton too. But come on, Jackson, 3-time MVP. He is the best.
I also feel like Newton's dominance was a shorter window than some of these other guys. Like he was like definitely awesome and MVP worthy, of course, but I didn't feel like he had like this 10-year MVP career.
No, that's true. Ryan had quite the career.
He did.
Jackson's the best. He's the best quarterback.
Jackson's easily the best.
And I think Josh Allen might be number 2.
It's possible. Josh Allen has gotten so much better in the last 2 seasons. I mean,
I got to tell you too, I am a Dan Marino guy. Like if you said who was the best quarterback you ever saw play? I mean just what am I trying to say? Like just arm talent, like just freaking slinging the ball?
Yeah.
It was Dan Marino. Dude, he was unbelievable. But of course he doesn't go down as with the Bradys of the world. But Marino was amazing. Now, the Ravens are saying that it's inevitable that Lamar Jackson eventually gets one because he's that good.
The Ravens are saying that?
Yeah, they came out and said, oh, well, we're not too worried because it's inevitable that Lamar's going to win.
So like players or ownership or management?
I don't remember who said it.
So like, that's a weird thing to go like, we're not worried about losing this year. We'll get one eventually.
Well, I think they were just trying to calm everyone
down. I know. I get that, but it's a weird stance to take.
I don't think that's inevitable, man.
Nothing's inevitable in the NFL.
Well, I think sometimes, like, we thought Peyton Manning, because for the longest time, Peyton Manning didn't win a Super Bowl.
Right.
But it was kind of inevitable. You're like, dude, that guy's so good, he's going to get a Super Bowl. I don't have that feeling with Lamar.
I don't either. And his division's ridiculously tough. It's going to remain that way.
I think he's got a little turnover. He's got a little Baker Mayfield turn it over at the wrong time vibe.
Yeah, it's like
he really does.
Short of like calling it the yips, but like he clenches a little bit.
Or
in some of these spots.
He's too Brett Favre. He just isn't, for whatever reason. Like
not careful enough, kind of a thing.
Whatever got through to Josh Allen
hasn't gotten through.
Lamar, because they're kind of Allen used to be like this, and he doesn't turn it over anymore.
For how different it looks, what they both produced with their legs and their arms, very similar. And now Allen has become way more efficient because he does not turn the rock over.
Yes, and he's way. And they both have good run games, but you just trust Allen a little bit more, right? Than Lamar.
And I don't think I would have a couple years ago.
No, it's crazy. All right, where were we? Oh, if Ohio State were sold like a pro franchise, which, by the way, this host has predicted that college teams, this is coming. Private equity and selling college football teams to ownership groups is going to be a thing. If Ohio State were sold like a pro franchise, how much would they go for? We actually have a valuation, and we'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A fun fact about Ryan Buckley, this song by Steve Winwood, Higher Love, the last song they played at his wedding before they divorced.
Before we left the venue.
Oh.
Although, actually, that's not quite true. So
it makes me sad.
My wife walked down the aisle to like a very soft and different cover of Higher Love. That's
really?
Not the upbeat one. It's like, can't remember the guy's name, but it's slow paced. It's like, it's perfect for it. So we were going to kind of bookend it. It started with that and it ended with that. And then my jackass brother, who was drunk, requested Sweet Caroline from the DJ. And we're like, what?
And now everybody's singing along.
Well, everyone was singing along to Higher Love. And we're like, we're done. And then, we're like, this isn't, okay, fine.
Good times. I didn't know Steve Winwood was such a big part of your life.
I'm a big Yacht Rock guy.
Yeah, me too. Have you watched the Yacht Rock?
I haven't yet. I've heard amazing things and I plan to.
Oh, it's great. There's a Yacht Rock doc on, is that Netflix?
I think it's on HBO Max.
Is it HBO Max?
I think it's Max.
So good. So good. Much love to that genre. All right, well, Ohio State just won the college football championship. I don't know if you guys saw that. That probably makes Duck fans feel a little better.
Well, the Ducks won a national championship too, the Wolf Rating Championship, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. But
we're claiming it now.
I mean, seriously, you're a Duck guy. Doesn't it make you feel a little better Ohio State won it? I mean,
you know,
a little bit?
Meringue was asking me about this, too. I'm the kind of person that once my team's out, I don't really care about how you justify, oh, it's better for the Ducks because this team, like, I don't like to play that game. Like, we're out. We didn't win. But there is, I guess, some solace. Like, well, if you're going to lose, at least it was the eventual champion.
Well, and it probably makes you feel, I guess it lessens the bruised ego regarding the blowout.
Like, if they went and got thumped by somebody else, yes, that would have been
then
tough.
You're like, ooh.
Yeah, because Duck fans still had this notion, well, if we'd played anybody else, we still probably would have won.
And that may be true.
And you can hold on to that, at least with this result for Ohio State.
Hey, whatever makes you feel better.
Sure.
But look, I would say this about Ohio State. This team, when we look back in 10 years, this team is going to be a wild roster. They have some studs, and I think it makes Oregon's team look pretty good. I told this to Joey the other day, and we'll have him on again tomorrow, but I think this Oregon team that you just saw, it's going to, I think it is going to age well as well. In other words, we're going to look back on this team and go, whoa.
That team was really good.
That team was stacked. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true of Ohio State.
Yes.
So there's the, so Wall Street Journal had this, that there is this bro, this analytics guy. And let me get his name here. He, Ryan Brewer. He's an analyst, associate professor of finance at Indiana University, Columbus. And he does this, with college football programs. He is giving them valuations. So in other words,
Indiana University, Columbus, that's in Ohio.
I know. I just read it and I glossed right over it. But the, he puts valuations on college football programs, and he says, and I want you to guess. Now, I don't see Oregon on here because they don't, in this article, they don't actually put the full list, which is why I can't tell you what he evaluated Oregon at.
Right.
But Oregon is not in the top, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
Does it say what elements go into the valuation? Because, like, it's tough. Like, I feel like so often people are like, people have been saying this year, oh, Ohio State's $20 million roster. Like, are you, when you say the whole program, you mean the facilities and all, and like, all of the media stuff that comes with it and all of that, like the whole...
He looks at top line revenues, growth, and drivers of cash flow, and makes projections about the sustainability of the operation, just as he would with any business.
Okay.
He's just looking at it like a business, which I think is the right way to look at it, because that's the era we're moving into, finally. And he says it is not a mere one-year snapshot. He combed through years of data for all 131 major college football programs, from the heavyweights all the way down to Louisiana Monroe. Then, after breaking down everything from television viewership to trends in enrollment, his spreadsheet finally spit out an answer. And Ohio State is the highest valuation, which surprises me. I thought maybe it would be Texas.
Sure.
But it is barely Ohio State.
Is Texas two?
Texas is two.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They're very close. Would you like to guess how much? Because again, so for reference, for those that don't follow, the Commanders, the NFL team, sold for $7 billion or something.
Yeah, seven, I think.
The highest valuation in pro sports is the Cowboys at like 10 or 11 billion.
Yeah.
NBA teams like your Blazers right now, 2.5 to 3 billion. Mm-hmm. So what would the Buckeyes be worth?
Man. And there's, and like, I don't know how you weigh like the alumni effect and kind of the tribalism and like how staunch that fan base is. But I'm just trying to compare it, I guess, against an NFL team. I don't think it's going to be.
Do you think it's over a billion?
That's kind of where I'm circling, is like right in that range. It's like, it's not going to be $8 billion, but if you told me it was a billion or 2 billion, I wouldn't be surprised.
The answer is
$2.2 billion.
$1.96 billion.
Okay, not bad.
Very close. Yeah. So so these college programs are worth, and by the way, this is just football. Because if you add in the other sports, you're losing a bunch of money. So this is just football. But these college football programs are worth, some of them are worth as much as professional sports franchises. And that's kind of, I mean, and they get the eyeballs, you know. So Texas is number two. So it was Ohio State 1.96, Texas 1.9 billion, and then Michigan at 1.66 billion. Those are the top three. And then following that, six other programs: Georgia, Notre Dame, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. Those were the only ones over a billion.
I buy that for all of those.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, that all sounds right.
Is there a program? If I told you, if I made you say, well, what is the program most likely to be over a billion that's not on that list? What would you say? Might be Oregon.
Yeah, give me the list again.
Okay, so these are over a billion. Right. Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, Georgia, Notre Dame, LSU, Penn State, Tennessee, and Texas A&M.
Yeah, I would also say Alabama is the other one.
Or Florida.
Yeah, Florida too. But I'm thinking about the recent championships and just how big they have become in just the landscape of college football. I would think that Alabama's a billion-dollar program, too.
Yeah. Well, they're not.
How about that?
You little bitch.
It's on my program.
So next year, of course, schools would be allowed to pay their athletes. What is it, like $20 million a year or something? And so this guy is saying, this Brewer guy, he is expecting athletic departments to tighten their belts in a lot of different areas. Coaching staff salaries that ballooned. That's going to be corrected. And listen, I'm telling you, eventually, college football programs, they're going to have private equity ownership. They are.
And those PE firms are already lining up trying to make it happen.
Yep. They're circling.
Was that what, that Redbird Capital or whatever it was that was trying to be the first? Was talking to like 70 different ADs?
Yeah. They were trying to do their own league.
Yeah.
But that's going to help smaller schools. Brewer even said that. He said, you know, the private equity thing is going to help smaller schools because smaller schools, you can get a smaller amount and maybe it's not over 50%. They don't run everything. You still run it, but you get that infusion of capital. That's just huge. Whereas, you know, I don't know. It's wild to think of the Ohio States and Texases with more cash, like private equity. But for them, I would wonder if it would be a situation where you now have too many cooks in the kitchen. And when you get that big a capital for those big programs, if the downside isn't way worse than for the smaller schools where it's a smaller number and you still run your operation. You know what I'm saying? Like you, if Ohio State turns over its operation to private equity, who knows what happens to that program?
And that's just the thing is like there may be bigger money that's out there wanting to be involved, but then does the shape of everything that we know start to change?
But then if you're a smaller school like a Washington State, private equity helps you immensely. You still run it like, you know, in its current form and they have input, of course, but you get that cash. It's like a win-win. Whereas I think the bigger ones, you know, it's like Phil Knight. I mean, Oregon already has an owner basically with Phil Knight. So what's the difference? Not that much of a difference. That's what's coming. All right. What's next, you ask? Oh, I know. We haven't talked about the best part of the Ohio State Notre Dame game. And it didn't even happen during the game.
Hmm.
We haven't talked about it yet.
I don't know if I know what you're talking about.
Well, you're going to find out next on The Fan. Got big TikTok news coming up next to kick off the club. We'll get more into conference championship talk tomorrow, but I've said I think it's going to be the Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl, which I don't think excites a ton of people since we just saw that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, because they beat San Francisco last year. But that 2 years ago, that was a good Super Bowl.
It was. A lot of people complained about the wet, sweaty turf in Arizona.
That's right. That's always a complaint in Arizona.
Yep.
But I think it's going to be the Chiefs and Eagles. And I bet on Kansas City. I have not bet on Philly, and I don't know that I will. But we'll talk more about it tomorrow, and we'll get Joey Harrington in to talk about those teams and who he thinks will be in the Super Bowl. That'll be tomorrow. The best part of the Ohio State-Notre Dame game that we have yet to talk about, did you see the gal driving the golf cart who slammed it into the wall?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is the quintessential, you had one job.
It's so
one,
good.
And like, and she hit that thing. If you're not familiar with what we're talking about.
Yeah, go ahead and describe it.
Basically, this is in like the bowels of the stadium in Atlanta. This is clearly like a gopher, like a staffer type person whose job it is to shuttle important people back and forth from one location to the other. And she has in her golf cart with her Ryan Day and Will Howard, who are undoubtedly going to a national TV set, probably ESPN's. They're probably going to talk with SVP or whatever. And it's probably a walk from the locker room to get there. Anyways, she is trying what should have been at least a 3-point turn, but she thinks that she can just flip the full Yui right there in the hallway. And she whips this golf cart around and crushes the right front fender into the cement wall.
She hammered
and then she kind of laughs, ha-ha, and then you think, oh, she'll just back it up and keep going. Well, no, the freaking cart is stuck, and Ryan Day is, like, looking at Will Howard. They look at each other, and they both just get it. They're like, we're good. We can walk from here, and they take off.
It was great.
Yeah.
It really is. You got to see the video. She tried to kill him, basically. I mean, she rammed that thing, and Day, he wasn't really having it. Like, he was like, oh, my God, what is this?
Get me off this thing.
Yes, get me out of here.
Howard thought it was funny.
Howard was laughing, as any good college kid would. But that was fantastic. And the woman was kind of laughing about it, like when she did
I think
it.
She thought it was funny in the moment, was trying to laugh it off. She's cute, cute blonde, college age ish, and she probably hated herself for about 24 hours after that, maybe a little longer.
Yeah, she's gone viral.
I'm sure she has.
She probably has a crypto coin now,
maybe a GoFundMe, maybe a new TikTok.
God, well, anyway, that was great. Did you see what Chip said about the Ducks?
Oh, I saw that Chip said that college football absolutely needs a commissioner and they need it right away. And then he had ideas for who that commissioner should be. But I didn't hear about the Ducks comments, no.
Well, no, I'm not talking about college football commissioner comments from Chip.
Shut up.
He said you can't stop us with 11.
Heh.
And many deem that a little shot at Oregon as
well, of course.
The 12-man penalty.
Which was just a stroke of damn Manning genius.
Shut up!
Yeah.
And
you got the last laugh.
You guys shut up.
Shut up.
And they,
I'm happy for
and you
Chip.
You know what? They did end up stopping you with 11, so you shut up, Chip.
What are you talking about? They didn't stop. They still haven't stopped him.
Well, no. I'm just saying the one play that they put 12 people on the field wasn't even a real play. It just helped the Ducks with the clock. But that game was still played with 11 people.
They didn't stop him with 11 most recently. How about that?
Shut up, Chip. Kick your ass.
All right. Coming up next is the club. We will discuss the latest with TikTok. Wait till you find out what people are doing now with the TikTok. It's something. And that'll kick off the club when we return on The Fan.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.